Every Marian devotion has to have a foundation in Marian doctrine, in truth, because our love of Our Lady is based on the truth about her. And we're going to see that the foundation for Marian consecration is precisely Our Lady's role as Mediatrix of all graces. It gives her the spiritual capacity to receive our self-gift and unite us to Jesus. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And in our series on Marian consecration, we've hit a climactic point because now we're going to go to the heart of St. Louis Marie de Montfort's consecration prayer. Before we get to the prayer, which is actually the act of where we give ourselves unconditionally to Our Lady so she can help us to live our baptismal promises with Jesus, we have to talk about what are the theological grounds. And I want to read to you this excerpt from True Devotion to Mary where he talks about the rationale of why we consecrate ourselves directly to Our Lady. These are the words of St. Louis Marie. He says, and I quote, "All our perfection consists in being conformed, united, and consecrated to Jesus Christ. And therefore, the most perfect of all devotions is, without any doubt, that which the most perfectly conforms, unites, and consecrates us to Jesus Christ. Now, Mary, being the most conformed of all creatures to Jesus Christ, it follows that of all devotions, that which most consecrates and conforms the soul to our Lord is devotion to His Holy Mother, and that the more a soul is consecrated to Mary, the more it is consecrated to Jesus. Hence it comes to pass the most perfect consecration to Jesus Christ is nothing else than a perfect and entire consecration of ourselves to the Blessed Virgin. And this is the devotion I teach, or in other words, a perfect renewal of the vows and promises of holy baptism." So the logic of de Montfort is simple. If the way we can be most conformed to Jesus Christ is to conform ourselves to her who is the most conformed to Jesus Christ, where's the loss? Where's the hesitation? It's theologically founded. And I also want to say once again, and we've talked about this in other segments, the theological foundations on a doctrinal level include Mary's role as Mediatrix of all graces. Why? Because she is the Mediatrix of all graces, that gives her the ability to kind of receive us as spiritual children and unite us to her first child, Jesus Christ. So, because she's Mediatrix of all graces, and because she herself is the most conformed to Jesus, it's a perfect reason why we consecrate ourselves to her. You know, St. Louis Marie says in one part in True Devotion, it's really a very beautiful image. He said, look, even physically, where is the heart of Jesus formed? Well, the heart of Jesus is formed in the womb of Mary. So if you want your heart to be formed in precisely the same mold as the physical heart of Jesus, then you're going to have to mystically give yourself to Mary and allow yourself to be formed in the womb of Mary. Because that's God's mold for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that's why, my friends, any honest examination of consecration always leads you back to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the heart of where Mary's heart is always directed, and that's His Sacred Heart. Let's talk about the two paragraphs of the consecration prayer itself. Now, with St. Louis Marie de Montfort, you have a three-page consecration prayer. In fact, people came to John Paul II about 4 years before he died, a group from France, and said, "Holy Father, we make the short form of St. Louis Marie de Montfort's consecration prayer every day." And the Holy Father said, "Yes, and I make the long form every day." John Paul II was so dedicated to de Montfort's true devotion and consecration that when he was a seminarian, he carried a leather-bound copy of True Devotion, almost as his Bible, with him all the time. And he even brought it to the stone quarries where he worked. He read it whenever he could. That's how dedicated he was to True Devotion. And up to at least a year before he died, I can attest that every day he read something from True Devotion. It did pretty well for him. It can do pretty well for us to be totus tuus. So let's get to the prayer itself. The heart of the consecration prayer are these two paragraphs. Let me read a paragraph at a time and offer you some comments. This is paragraph number one. "I," and then the name, "a faithless sinner, renew and ratify today in your hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps and works, and I give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to Him than I've ever been before. Paragraph one is a mini renewal baptism. What do? We renounce Satan, we commit ourselves to Jesus Christ, and to carrying His cross like never before. Where's the gap in this? This is so Christological, so Christ-centered in this first step of eventually giving ourselves to Mary. And I think it's a wonderful family practice to have the family memorize these two paragraphs and dedicate a massive 50 or 60 seconds a day to renewing this baptismal promises, because it has fruits for the rest of the day. When you start the day rejecting Satan and taking on Jesus Christ and promising to carry the cross, that will have fruits for the rest of the day. You'll also find it interesting if you do it in a family setting that occasionally you'll see if the children are wandering a little bit in their focus, because as father, you could say, "I mark a faithless sinner." And you'll notice if the children happen to say, "I mark a faithless sinner," that maybe they're not concentrating as much as they could. They're supposed to make it themselves. So there's the beauty of doing this in the domestic church as well. Second paragraph. Quote, "In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose you this day for my mother and mistress or queen. I deliver and consecrate to you as your slave my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to you the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me without exception, according to your good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity. Amen." So part two is a direct gift of yourself to the Blessed Mother, to the Mediatrix of all graces, as slave. Now we're going to talk in our next segment about, as slave, is this such a good idea? I mean, maybe it's not relevant to call ourselves slaves anymore. Is that bringing back Civil War memories, et cetera, et cetera? De Montfort is saying, don't hold anything back when you give yourself to our mother. And that's why the slavery model is a positive model of saying, I give you everything. The great difference in this case is it's a voluntary slavery. You're not being forced to do anything. This is a free gift of yourself. And that's a great process that takes place as we freely give ourselves to Our Lady. John Paul II, again, was asked 2 weeks after he became Pope. John Paul, or Holy Father, it looks like your totus tuus came from a consecration prayer. This was a woman journalist that approached him. And she said, he talks about slavery. Is that really relevant today? Is that really a good idea? The Holy Father, without batting an eye, said, it reflects the paradox of the gospel that we are called to lose our life in order to find it. And that's what we're talking about with slavery. It's a voluntary gift of ourselves to Our Lady. Now, notice that we give ourselves to Mary as slave, and we give her the value of our good actions, past, present, and future. That means total consecration. That means you're giving everything you can to her. And that's why you want to renew the consecration. Certainly, St. Louis Marie talks about renewing it annually, and many, many say, do at least these two paragraphs daily. Once again, it's a minute of an investment. And what you're doing is you're giving all of your good works so Our Lady can use it wherever she sees fit. And again, her perspective is 7 billion people. We're going to talk more about this and also possible objections to consecration. What about if I want to pray for my parents or my children or a friend? Does that mean I can't pray anymore now that I'm giving all my merits to Our Blessed Mother? We both know that with the Blessed Mother, the first gift will be greater sanctity in your vocation. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli for Marycast. Thanks for being with us. God bless.